Catherine Stevens is 17, and she recently found herself learning to drive.
Check my mirrors.
Yes.
Which are actually looking pretty good.
All right.
There's nothing unusual about that. Lots of teens get behind the wheel at that age. What is unusual is that she's had to learn to drive twice.
I started to have a really bad headache.
It was at a dance class last fall when Catherine says something really scary happened.
And it was bad enough that I went ahead and sat down and, you know, stopped doing the dance. And by the end of the class, I was just really not feeling well. So I went ahead and called my mom and asked her to come pick me up so I didn't drive home.
Mom watched as her condition worsened. After a few hours, Catherine was in the emergency room.
I don't really remember anything for the next 2 weeks or so.
Catherine had a rare brain condition called AVM. In her case, it ruptured, leaking blood into the brain. After emergency surgery, Catherine came to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta to relearn basic functions. Camille Stevens is Catherine's mother.
One day I walked into her on an occupational rehab session, and she was on a sort of a teeter-totter doing math problems.
Catherine quickly regained most of her abilities, which is how she ended up back here, maneuvering this well-broken-in white Buick Century.
Good job again.
Thank you.
You did a very nice job, and it's great that you use your blinkers even when you're parking.
Beside her is Children's Healthcare of Atlanta occupational therapist Rebecca Day Lewis. Children's Healthcare is one of only a handful of facilities in the U.S. to offer teen driver rehab. Day Lewis says the car can accommodate all kinds of special needs.
We also have hand controls for the car that people who can't use their legs to do the gas and the brake, they can use their hand to control the gas and the brake pedal. She did great.
Catherine easily passes the test. Not everyone is so fortunate, though, and that's tough, says Day Lewis.
I remember my first patient I had to tell that news too, and I just felt really bad about it because I knew he was looking forward to driving, but I also knew that he had two kids already and they were going to be in the car with him, so it made me feel better to know that I was keeping his family safe.
For Catherine, driving has given her back her independence. She's back at school and dancing just like she was before.
I know this is cliche, but I would just say really just never to give up that, you know, there is some level where I guess you just can't get there, but I think it's always worth a try, and if you try your best, you're going to have your best chance at getting back.
Jim Burris, WABE News.